Friends by Mail, inspired by the friend. I was reading a story in the Friend magazine about a girl who was collecting dresses for people in another country who were in an earthquake. Presents for Princesses, August 2011. I thought I wanted to do the same thing, so my mom helped me collect 84 dresses for girls in Africa. We called it Dresses for Darlings. Sarah H., age 7, Washington, USA.
Singing a song. I was reading the October 2012 copy of The Friend, and I read The Song of the Heart about Mike on the bus when Brayden was saying bad words. On the bus the next day, someone was making fun of me and of other people's talents. It made me feel bad, so I sang a primary song with my best friend. It made me feel happy inside. Leah K., age 11, Arkansas, USA.
How I read The Friend. Reed read The Friend while relaxing by the pool. Maddie and Avery H. and Brandon and Austin F., ages 4, 7, 7, and 9, Florida, USA.
Learning patience. I like the All-Star Brothers story in September 2012 issue of The Friend. Sometimes my brother moans in the morning when my mom tries to wake him up for school. Reading the story helped me be more patient. Hunter C., age 7, Ohio, USA.
Dear friends, all year in our On the Trail stories, we've been telling you how the church was restored in the 1800s. This month, on pages 24 through 25, we've given you an On the Trail map that you can use for the rest of the year. Then you can follow the trail of the brave pioneers from Missouri all the way to Salt Lake City. Have you visited any of the places in our On the Trail series? Write and tell us about your visit. Happy Pioneer Day, The Friend. Was there a letter or a story in this month's issue that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 48 to find out how. End of Friends by Mail.